Public art is hot and getting hotter, especially in Burlington, Vermont right now. Next week, a new public mural is going up on the Battery Street Jeans building in downtown Burlington, but its artist still doesn't know exactly what she'll be painting. Virginia muralist Emily Herr is painting her way up the Eastern Seaboard as we speak. Her aim is to paint everyday rad women who don't usually get consideration for larger-than-life art displays. She's arriving in Burlington in a few days, and she's soliciting suggestions for interesting, exciting, awesome women to include in her mural. Emily, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Hi.
What spawned the idea for this mural tour?
Oh, man, this is sort of an aggregation of a whole bunch of different paths that have converged on these couple of weeks. So I've been a muralist for a while, and I have mostly been working on commissioned pieces, but one of my first personal pieces, something where I had complete control over the direction of the piece, was focused on images of women that were submitted by friends and people that I know on Facebook. And that got a huge, wonderful response in Richmond, and it's been part of a larger theme in a lot of my artwork. So that sort of formed together with my desire to start taking my mural painting on the road. And now we have this wonderful adventure that's the two of those things combined.
Where are you stopping and where are you so far in the tour?
Well, we started in Richmond, Virginia, and we left on Saturday, so on the 15th. And we'll be arriving in Burlington on the 25th. And we've stopped in D.C. and Philadelphia with a little trip out to Berryville in Virginia, which is the middle of nowhere. And we are in Brooklyn right now and headed to Connecticut next. We'll take a little loop up into Montreal before we hit Burlington, too.
What are you trying to do with this girls, girls, girls work?
In a sentence, I'm trying to use my power for good, right? Mm-hmm. I have an amazing privilege in being able to paint these very large, very public images all over the place. And, you know, typically they're for clients, but I've gotten to the point where my work and my experience lets me paint things that I want to paint. And not a lot of people get to speak to an audience that large of just, you know, the public passing in every day. And I want to say something worth saying. You know, if you're going to paint something, if you're going to speak that large, have something worth saying. So I think that something worth saying is that women are people, which shouldn't, you know, have to be said. But unfortunately, it's feeling like it does of late. The words for all of them come from, like, strip club signs, which is a point of contrast for me, where strip club signs symbolize sort of the antithesis of imagery that I'm trying to create. They represent all of the art and the advertising that objectifies women and is just creating advertisements for women as products. And I think that taken out of context or recontextualized with positive, you know, real imagery of women, they become hilariously celebratory and a little, you know, a little tongue-in-cheek, which if you can't appreciate a good joke, then what are you looking at art for?
Why is it important to highlight underrepresented women in your visual work?
It's about normalization, I believe. When the images that we see every day all look the same, we start to expect those things to be normal around us in the real world as well. So if we see images that represent who and what is actually around us, when we see those people, we don't see them as strange or, because they're strange, scary or undesirable. If we are used to seeing, you know, people that are old or unhappy or disabled or of different skin colors or different body shapes, like, none of those things are bad, but in the images we see around us most of the time, they're avoided. And, you know, I can go into 100 different reasons why they're avoided, but the result is that we either consciously or subconsciously see those qualities as unusual and somehow wrong.
How are you getting around on this tour? I mean, when we see you rolling into Vermont, what's it going to look like?
Well, that's a big part of why I want to travel. So my transportation is my mobile studio, which is a project I've been working on for a little while. I got tired of loading and unloading my car for every single mural project, so I decided to just put my studio inside my car. I bought an old step van, and I've been renovating it for a couple years, so now it's a workable artist studio on the inside. It has a desk and lighting and all the stuff you need to do design work and illustration. And then it has storage in the back, so I can just roll up to any wall in the world that I can drive to and start painting a mural. Yeah, it's big, it's very colorful, it's got ladies painted all over it. It's also got a whole bunch of other stuff because I've been letting other people paint on it while I drive around, and that's really exciting. It's cool to see people, you know, get the chance to paint whatever they want on a truck. A lot of people don't believe me when I tell them, like, yeah, paint whatever you want. Are you sure? Is it okay? I don't want to cover somebody else's stuff. No, go for it. Paint whatever you want. It's fun.
That's fantastic. So what will you be doing here in Vermont?
So we've partnered with Battery Street Jeans and Stu Sporco there. We're going to be painting on the back of his thrift shop. We'll be drawing portraits from pictures submitted by people in Burlington, of people from Burlington, and using those drawings to create a mural design that's a big collage of lots of different women that actually live there. And in doing that, just sort of celebrating them and celebrating women in general, we'll be painting all week. And on Thursday, we'll have a little introduction, welcome kickoff event at the thrift shop to just say, hey, we're here. This is us. This is what we're doing. Come stop by, check it out, put some paint on the truck, maybe give us another picture. And yeah. So that's Thursday.
So if somebody can't show up Thursday, how do they suggest someone to be in your mural?
Before Thursday is even better. So if you can send me via email or Instagram or Facebook any picture you have of a female identifying person. Doesn't have to be their school picture, you know, it doesn't have to be all nice and composed. It can be anything. The making it look nice part is up to me, right? So my email is emily@hersuite.com, emily@hersuite.com. And Instagram and Facebook are the same handle, @hersuite.
And we'll put links to that on our page as well. Why did you choose Burlington as one of the stops on this tour?
My friend Sarah and I, Sarah is my traveling partner in this whole project and a fabulous artist as well. We were casting around for like, where should we take this road trip? Where should we go? And we had a whole bunch of different ideas. And I've actually never been to Burlington, but when we were talking to each other and talking to our friends, like everybody just started telling us to go to Burlington. So it seemed like, you know, something was aligning there. And Stu was one of the first people to respond to my call for walls. So, yeah, it was just sort of a nice alignment that happened. And everybody that I've talked to has been really receptive and excited about the idea. So I'm looking forward to seeing the city for the first time.
And after Burlington, what's next for you?
Well, we'll go home. We're going to drive back to Richmond over, you know, a few days, but I hope to continue painting these girls, girls, girls murals. I want it to be sort of an ongoing project. And this trip is sort of a miniature version of what I'd love to do in the future, which is, say, like a 6-month or even year-long traveling mural painting tour all over the country. And I think this is proving to be a really rich theme that I could carry out on a larger scale.
Can the step van handle a tour that big?
That's what I'm finding out now. It seems like it's doing pretty well so far.
Emily Herr is an artist and muralist who lives in Richmond, Virginia. She's traveling up the East Coast, painting as many walls as possible, culminating in a big mural at Battery Street Jeans in Burlington at the end of this month. Emily, thanks for letting us know about your Girls, Girls, Girls mural tour.
Thank you so much.